tonight we're gonna take no prisoners.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That's the song I was talking about. Gibbs, when are we going to have a Jort report open, though?
It's in progress. It's a work in progress.
Gibbs, you said that for like, you've said that like 3 weeks in
a row.
Hey,
man, you can't rush perfection. And besides, today's an all-in day. I got to go Cavs stuff today.
All right, well, it is Thursday. It is 2 o'clock.
Someone's not buying that at all.
It is time for the Jort report. And there's a lot of good stuff. You've got a lot of good stuff, Gibbs. I've got some good stuff. You got anything for us, Wilhelm, in this Jort report?
Yeah, not so much jorts, but I have some controversial tank top viewing that I had to endure very, very recently. Even today, walking to Starbucks, just saw a young fellow, probably in his 20s, on his MacBook, sitting there in like a string tank top. No shirt underneath.
Okay.
Chest full of hair.
Oh.
Almost threw up in my mouth.
There it is. All right, Gibbs. Cleveland Rock says the Cavs will win. He's filling in the blank for us. If Gibbs wears his lucky jorts.
Not wearing the jorts.
What?
Man, if they lose, we know who's responsible.
Yeah, we do.
That's not true at all.
Yep. We know
not.
Now.
My jorts have nothing to do with it.
You need to cut your jorts shorter for the run tonight.
Yeah, I definitely don't need to do that.
All right, I had a jort run in myself this weekend at Whole Foods. I tweeted out a picture of it. I was shocked. I didn't think jorts were really a Whole Foods type of a place.
Or people.
Yeah, and he went in there and just rocked his jorts while he was eating. The most ironic part about it was there was a lady cooking these burgers. But they weren't really burgers. They were made out of like...
black bean or something.
Yeah, they were totally some type of... soy protein or
what
whatever.
Was he wearing on top of the jorts?
Like a
button-up shirt,
like a polo shirt.
Okay,
polo shirt and jorts, and then he was offended that she was trying to serve him a meatless hamburger. I'm like, you're wearing jorts, of course you're offended. But you're, and then he took
I want
it
the
and he
cow
was like,
and I want it still bleeding.
Then he was there and he took it and he was like, it's actually not that bad. So we got to give a couple shout outs on Twitter to our people chiming in for the Jort Report. Scott and Shelby says,
I love Scott.
He did. He said, our bass player wears jorts and showed a picture of them in their band. Matt McCourt, all the way from Australia, says it's an Aussie winter, and he's sitting down there wearing his Cavs jersey, no shirt underneath, having a drink down there for his Aussie winter. Josh Carter says, my pre-summer workout program features him in a Browns cutoff, a sleeveless shirt with jorts. That's his pre-workout program there. Josh Carter says, on my way to dinner, guy in jorts on a corner. And this guy was wearing like some jort capris, looking like he was up to no good on the street corner there. And then Adam Schwartz says, winner, winner, hillbilly dinner for the Jort Report. He's got a guy wearing a LeBron jersey shopping.
Shirt or no shirt?
No shirt in some cargo khakis underneath that as well. Right. So those are the Jort Report sightings that we've got coming in. Gibbs, what do you got? And then I'll bring home the Jort Report news story of the week.
Oh, I don't know. I've got three big stories here.
Okay.
One, I found a great website called jorts.com.
Okay.
They post their favorite. You can post pictures of jorts.
Oh, man.
You can submit your photo.
We need to get the Jort Report Twitter handle rolling.
Browse photos.
And I guarantee you that jorts.com will pick it up.
There are some very, very greasy things, as
greasy.
Ken Garman would say.
Greasy.
About the Jort Report. Some very interesting pictures.
I would love to
totally
get. I'd love to get Ken Carman's perspective on jorts versus jersey with no shirt.
Here's one that comes to us from the University of Mount Union's official page. I don't think the Warriors are ready for us. University of Mount Union's founder Orville Hartshorne says Mount Union is all in. It's a picture of their founder, a statue of the founder wearing a jersey with no shirt under it.
It's a statue.
Jersey, no shirt.
You have to be alive.
Orville Hartshorne.
Is he wearing nothing on the bottom?
He is wearing, I don't know. You can't see.
I'm just letting you know. So this gentleman, if you're going to count that towards jersey with no shirt, is wearing no pants.
Fine. He's out there and he's loving it, Jerry.
Even worse, a person who's wearing a jersey with no shirt so long that it's covering up the fact that he has no pants. Or
I would tell you that Chelsea Handler would say that that is a, I think she would say that that is the Russian way to wear a jersey.
So we've had some thievery of designer jorts.
Whoa.
I'm telling you, Jezebel.com. I'm assuming this is out in L.A.
Yes.
DNA Info is reporting that six fashionable thieves shoplifted over $1,300 worth of designer jean shorts from the True Religion Boutique on Monday.
Hey, man.
Wild.
$356 in two pairs of shorts and four acid-washed jorts worth a total of $992. Why did it take six men to steal six pairs of jorts?
And why are they worth so much?
Well, here's the reason why. Here's what they did. Here's the ploy. They all go in. They take multiple items into the dressing room at different times. They put a pair of jorts underneath their current shorts or jeans or something, leave the items that they took in, say four items. They walk out with a fifth on them, and that's how you get six pairs of jorts.
Seems outrageous.
Jorts in high in demand.
Apparently they are high in demand.
True Religion, they weren't. They're no snout. They're not slouching on their jorts either.
No. Do you? What's your third and final, Gibbs?
It's a big one.
Uh oh.
It's a big one. According to this website, out of Atlanta, called Creative Loafing.
Ah, yes, Creative Loafing, of course.
August 29th, gentlemen, mark your calendars because we're going to take a little road trip. Jorts Fest 2015.
What?
There's a Jorts Fest. They have put out an open call for bands interested in playing the third installment. This is the third one. Jorts Fest is an all-day DIY fest that brings together Atlanta's punk, garage, emo, and indie pop communities to mark the end of summer. This is an excuse to sport your jorts one last time before fall arrives.
Wow.
Jorts Fest.
In Atlanta?
Yeah. I think we should go.
Yeah, get Keith on that.
Here is a picture from Dog Pound.
You can't get Emmett out to Oakland to do a radio show, but they're going to send us to the Jorts Fest.
It would be amazing if we got sent to that. Dog Pounding on Twitter just sends me a picture from last year. You guys remember LeBron James came to training camp? Last year, do you remember that?
Yes.
He was wearing jorts.
Yeah. And this gentleman works. His work attire is a jersey with no shirt below it, but yet he wore jorts.
Yes. Mark Bishop sends a picture of himself flipping on a trampoline wearing jorts, says, but this is when jorts were in, I promise.
That was yesterday.
You saw that one yesterday?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh, yesterday. It was yesterday.
Jorts were in as of yesterday.
All right. Here's the big news story of the day from the Jort Portal, though. It won't top Jorts Fest 2015. This comes to me from pittsburgh.cbslocal.com. This is from May 29th, 2015, 5:01 p.m. Police took a suspect into custody shortly after a bank robbery Friday afternoon in the city's Oakland section. And they say it was his unique choice in fashion as he wore jorts on the bottom and footwear, turquoise socks and black sandals that helped them identify him. Pittsburgh police have identified the suspect as 34-year-old Vincent Reich of Aliquippa. He wasn't quick enough, says Patricia Johnson. Just wasn't quick enough. He was ducking and dodging, trying to get away from them, and they were on him so quick. Police were called to the Citizens Bank in the 3700 block of Fifth Avenue in Oakland around 1230. According to police, Reich handed the teller a note, then fled on foot with an undetermined amount of money. Quite a substantial amount of cash was in a bag a cop was carrying, said Johnson. With the help of the University of Pittsburgh police, officers managed to track down the suspect right in front of a Pitt police station on Forbes Avenue. A cop car came flying this way in front of my vehicle, blocked me and jumped out, and they tackled him right here in the street, said Johnson. Reich was wearing a black hooded sweatshirt, jorts, black sandals with the turquoise socks. Johnson said it was exciting, like, wow, you just don't see that. You just don't, said Johnson. This was something you see on TV, not in front of your vehicle. A source believes Reich stopped in about three or four banks before he allegedly robbed the Citizens Bank. Reich, as he was being hauled away by police, screamed out, I want to be known as the Jort Burglar.
Yes.
Yes.
I feel like we're single-handedly bringing back Jorts.
We are. No, they're in. Statement. They are in.
I want to be known as the Jort Burglar. And to me, that is the essence of the Jort Report. So while we don't support stealing, we do support Jorts and the desire to be known as the Jort Burglar, I guess.
It's
would
fantastic.
Support that.
So that was a great report.
It was a great report. Jort Fest 2005, the third annual. Who knew?
Yeah. Like, well, how are we going to top today?
You know,
last week we had some good stories too.
Jorts.com.
We had Richard Stuffington last week.
Yeah, we need the Jort Open next week.
Yeah.
You'll have one.
Okay.
Maybe.
Who's voicing this thing?
Oh, it's produced. Our voice people are producing it.
Steve Dole.
No. Bigger than that.
Bigger than Steve. It doesn't get any bigger than Steve Dole.
Steve Dole is big. But he is like big. The actual imaging people.
Wow.
Pretty good stuff.
I want to be known as the Jort Burglar. Good effort, my friend. Didn't make it too long, though, apparently. All right, we'll be back. Terry Pluto will join us. Talk a little Cavaliers. Talk a little Browns as well. Then we got a special edition of Cavs Friday forecast on Thursday. We'll call it the Cavs Finals forecast. And then we've got your calls and tweets, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm, Jason Gibbs. That was the Jort Report on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.